Save big on all your Halloween needs, all in the Kroger app.
Get juicy red, green, or black seedless grapes for 99 cents a pound. Then get tender USDA Choice Boneless Beef Chuck Roast for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oftentimes we talk about NordVPN.com/Fightful, and I'm telling you about one or two different features that they have. How about this? I'm going to tell you about a bunch of them. Threat protection, global server network, safe from disruptions with their kill switch feature. They have reliable encryption. They have the fastest VPN on the planet. A 30-day money-back guarantee. Great deals at all times. Incredible reviews online from some of the best publications in the world. And 24/7 support in case you don't know what you're doing or how to use it. They got you covered. Shield your data from snoops and criminals. Protect yourself on public Wi-Fi. Secure every device you own. Add extra layers of security to your digital life with NordVPN.com/Fightful. If you're abroad, listen to your favorites. I know a lot of wrestling fans have been traveling a lot more with big events. NordVPN.com/Fightful will protect you. What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Welcome to Fightful. Here with a name you know. Where haven't you seen her? You've seen her on TNA every Thursday night. You see her on the pay-per-views there. You saw her at the Royal Rumble, and now you saw her at NXT. We got Jordynne Grace. Jordynne, when are you going to get a job?
I don't know, man. I don't think I want one, to be honest.
You just like to slack, right?
Yeah. I like to just lay around and do nothing.
You can wrestle for Terminus if it ever comes back. That'll be about it. how are you doing? How are you feeling? You popped up on NXT. It was a massive surprise. I did share with you how frustrated our NXT insider was. He's like, man, it's being really secretive today. I don't know what's going on. Well, there's a pretty good reason for that, Jordynne Grace. You're challenging Roxanne Perez for the NXT title soon.
I mean, I'm relieved that it got kept a surprise. Like, that's awesome. Like, surprises in wrestling, I feel like it made it bigger, to be honest.
Yeah, it did.
Just when no one expects it. But I feel good. I feel excited. Like, this is a huge thing for the wrestling world.
It is. I mean, it's always cool to see stuff like this. Obviously, I'm in the business of sometimes revealing secrets, but I love it when stuff like this plays out like this. And at NXT, obviously, it's a little bit easier because of the nature of the Performance Center. You can get rushed in there. What can you tell us about, like, when you found out this was going to happen?
So they've been talking for, I want to say, a couple months now. I think they were just trying to figure out like the right timing. And then maybe 3 weeks ago, they had talked about like they wanting to use me. And then it just kind of snowballed from there. I think I didn't even know that I was going to be doing the NXT appearances at first. Because originally they had just asked if I would be available for Battleground. And I was like, oh, that's cool. But then it snowballed into, oh, well, we want to kind of reintroduce her after the Rumble, so I ended up doing those NXT appearances too. And WWE is very different from TNA in that they book travel very last minute. So I didn't even hear anything until, like, I want to say Sunday night. And there, the travel lady messaged me, and she's like, oh, we have to get you down for NXT. And I was like, man, I didn't want to bother anyone, but honestly, I didn't even think this was happening anymore. Like,
clear all your Tuesday bookings. All those plans you had for Tuesday are now off the board.
But I still have to tell you. I still have to tell my husband. I still have to figure everything out. Like,
I loved his tweet where he was like, I thought you were just going to the grocery store. What happened?
He's so funny. He actually was up like all night apparently reading stuff about me and sending me everything he was reading that he liked.
That's fantastic. Well, I mean, the reception was so great. What was it like for you in the hours leading up? We saw you at Cesar Bononi's house chilling. He said that he fed you.
So I don't know if I told you this or not, but me and Ethan Page are good friends. We talk like every single day, and we had no idea that like we were both on the same show as a surprise until I went down to the hotel gym and he was in there, and I was just like, we were both confused. But the first thing he said to me was, he was panicked, and he was like, please don't ruin this for me. Anybody who knows like Ethan him. Page. Yeah, I was gonna say anybody knows Ethan Page knows it's really hard for him to keep like a secret like that to himself. So
kept it for me, all right. I'll tell you that much.
Well, yeah, of course. I kept it from everybody except for my husband because, you know, obviously that'd be super weird if I was like, yeah, I'm going somewhere. I can't tell you where I'm going, though.
going to hang out with two super jacked dudes at this place. Just can't tell you what's going on.
So he said he was going to work at Caesars, and I just kind of invited myself because I knew it was going to be safer than going to like a gym or something, just in case. Orlando, there's so many wrestling fans. You could be spotted anywhere. And so, yeah, that's how, kind of how that played out. The guy was awesome. He gave us a workout. He fed us. He made like some healthy ice cream. Like it was gourmet. It was perfect.
That's fantastic. And you get there and I'd heard that Roxanne legitimately didn't want to know who she was going to face, which I think is first off cool that that's an option even.
So, okay, listen, they were actually going to bring her back 5 minutes before the segment happened. Uh-huh. Like see who it was. And she was like kind of frustrated. And I think she was like almost being a little petty about it. She was like, you know what? I don't want to know now. I'm just going to find out when everybody else finds out. And so she just decided to not see me.
That is. And we had reported they played like Lita's music during the rehearsals. They had Alexa Bliss listed internally, which we had kind of caught on to when, you know, when they got Booker T listed as new North American champion, we know that there's something like they're manipulating those. But I mean, they went to great lengths to hide this. You show up, it's this outstanding reaction and TNA chants as well. How was that for you to hear TNA chants there at NXT?
That was crazy. That's not even something that you would, in a positive light at least, hear like WWE fans chanting in a million years. And yeah, they were so good about keeping the secret. They actually had the doctors come to my hotel room to like do my physical and my blood work there. So I've never got my blood drawn out of a doctor's office. So that was the first time I got it drawn in like a hotel room. And they had me come late. They had me come at like 8:30, like maybe 30 minutes before the segment. They had a parking spot reserved, and then someone came out and ushered me in the back, and they didn't even have me like go down the hall. It was just like the first door to the left as soon as you come in. It had a sign there saying, you know, reserved or whatever. It was really awesome.
Just, you know, hanging out, getting your blood drawn at your hotel room, just normal stuff. Normal stuff that you do, obviously. Maybe a week or two before that, you almost lost an ear.
Don't exaggerate. It wasn't almost losing an ear. I got my earring. I put it back in. Listen, okay, I'll give you a headline. Mick Foley texted me out of nowhere.
Really? Did he?
Yeah. I don't have his number. So it was just like, it's Mick Foley. Welcome to the club, blah, blah, blah. If you need any advice about, you know, ear injuries, I'm all yours. And I was like, how did Mick Foley get my phone number?
How did he get a phone? The last time I interviewed him, he didn't have a telephone.
He didn't want to talk to you.
We had to interact over Twitter DMs. It was so funny. I went to like his hotel room to do the interview. And he's like, do you know where the ice machine is? And in a way that was like, you're going to go get me ice or else that's going to chip away at time in our interview. And he did not have a phone. He looked at me and he goes, have you ever had one of these green drinks before? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, you're very aware that you're drinking something healthy. I love that guy. Love that guy. So the obvious thing is like every TNA and NXT wrestler under the sun after this is like, when can we reform the Rascals? When can we do this? Oh, okay. Here's Ethan Page showing up. When's he facing Josh Alexander? Everything like that. I even tweeted, I was like, man, every independent company in the world is going to be like, so does this mean? No, it means that TNA and NXT are doing stuff together.
Sorry. I have it on Do Not Disturb and Moose called me. Just out of nowhere.
Oh, that sounds like Moose. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, hopefully you can edit it. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I can edit it. No big deal. So, as I mentioned, everybody under the sun's tweeting about possibilities and all that. I sincerely think an NXT versus TNA show would sell out an arena. I think that there's so much buzz in that in general. like, how many messages are you getting from other talent even being like, hey, should I inquire? What's going on here?
Oh, the only message I got about that was Moose, who's probably calling me for that exact same reason. He called me and he was like, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you tell me you were doing this? And I was like, Moose, you have the biggest mouth out of anyone I know. That would have gone out 5 minutes after I told you. And he was like, man, you should tell Shawn Michaels that I want to come over.
I was like,
yeah, I'll go ahead and do that, Moose.
How was hanging out with Shawn Michaels? I love that he was wearing an air conditioning hat from just someplace in Orlando.
He's so chill, and he's so excited about this, which is really awesome. Like, he really wants to have fun with wrestling, and like, he wants
anywhere worth going is worth going in good boots, and you can find your perfect pair at Tecovas. Tecovas crafts quality Western boots for everyone, from generational ranchers and lifelong cowboys to first-time boot buyers, which is what I was up until a couple of years ago. Growing up in Kentucky, you see boots everywhere. But I never jumped into the game until I found Tecovas, and I love it. Every one of Tecovas boots are handcrafted with over 200 meticulous steps for broken-in comfort right out of the box. Whether it's a long day or a big night, your Tecovas are built to last and impress. That's why Esquire loves them and says they're the reason we keep coming back to Tecovas. They are so comfortable. Plus, with Tecovas Best in the West guarantee, you get free returns and exchanges for 30 days. And right now, get 10% off at tecovas.com/SRS when you sign up for email and text. That's 10% off at tecovas.com/SRS. That's tecovas.com/SRS. See site for details. Tecovas, point your toes west.
To just like get everybody excited and like hyped up and bring back the feeling that wrestling used to have. And he's such a cool guy. The first thing he asked me about, which is crazy that he even knew that I tweeted this, but he asked about the Pop-Tart beef contraption.
Oh my gosh.
He's so dialed into everything. I don't know if you saw, he changed his profile picture.
I did, to him being a cook. Let him cook. I love it.
He's so funny. It was hilarious.
And meanwhile, you see all those GIFs of him like pecking away at a computer back in the day like that. Let's talk about your Pop-Tart-Tar. What's wrong with you? That's probably easily the most controversial thing you've ever tweeted.
Probably. Maybe. But it's not real, obviously. I just like to... I don't know why. I was Googling beef memes. Like, because sometimes I like to get on Instagram, I like to post a picture, like a workout photo, and then a meme next to it. So I was like, oh, I was going to look at some beef memes. And that was the first thing that popped up. And I was like, you know what would be really funny is if I just told everybody that I ate this.
So that wasn't something that you concocted personally?
No, actually, the photo that was originally, it was like a whole hand, and it was like a tattooed hand. And I was like, let me just crop this, make it seem like I had this for my post-workout meal.
Because I was like, you know, I think that would have been good behind the scenes content of you taking the bite and then removing it.
I don't like raw meat. I can't do it.
Okay, fair. I'm not a raw meat guy either. We talked a lot about people going back and forth to places. How about we keep Shaza McKenzie out of TNA wrestling?
Why do you have such beef with this woman? I don't understand it.
She injured my knee severely.
Well, you probably deserved it.
Well, no, I did an atomic drop to her, and her ass is so big that it shattered my kneecap. It didn't help. What I just want to know is, like, what are you going to do for me as I'm obviously helping you promote everything in your life? Can you promise me that you will keep her out of TNA wrestling?
I can't promise that, but I'm sure that this interview will get you clicks, so you feel like that's, like, a good trade-off here?
Yeah, I guess I would prefer you get the woman deported, but you know what? I'll take what I can get. So, I mean, we've seen, I was there at the tapings a couple weeks ago. I had a great time. Loved that venue. Loved that building as well. You wrestled, I believe, Allison Kay and Marty Bell. Mm-hmm. You did have the ear situation. Then you're back at it the next day. Are you protecting it at all? Like, what measures do you take?
Right now?
Yeah.
I put the earring back in. It's back in.
No, but it's the same one?
It's the same one.
Why didn't you sell it?
Because eBay took it down. They said I can't sell human parts. But I don't think it's fair because it was just a little piece of cartilage. It wasn't even like a whole human part.
But you could sell you could sell it black market. Find the people that did your blood work in the hotel. They probably know a guy. There's
the
other avenues.
WWE doctors, like, yeah, they're gonna know a guy.
They might know a guy. Whatnot? There's all kinds of options here.
I'll figure it out eventually. I'm afraid that the piece of ear is gonna turn a color and it's gonna like not be as good. I don't know.
Somebody's gonna clone you. That's what's gonna happen. They're gonna have your DNA.
That sounds great. I would love that.
My God. So we've been in a new regime with TNA. I know Gail Kim has taken charge of an awful lot. Tommy Dreamer has stepped up a lot. Well, how's that been for you? I spoke to Mike Santana earlier, who, you know, he had history in TNA, but it was under a previous regime. How has the new one been for you so far?
Honestly, it's pretty much the same. It's going awesome, I guess, obviously. Like, we have this kind of almost a full-blown partnership now with WWE, and hopefully it continues on. And there's not much of a change. Instead of asking Scott about something, I just asked Tommy.
What I loved about the other night was there were like AEW wrestlers that were like, hell yeah, Jordan Grace. Like this universal like embracing of what you were doing and accomplishing. How does that feel for you when you see something like that from people who don't stand to gain in their new company from putting you over, and they want to because they like you?
Yeah, but I think also I have friends in every single company, and I think wrestlers in general just want what's best for wrestling no matter what. And this is a cool thing for wrestlers. Wrestlers, obviously, it's not a secret to anybody, love wrestling. So yeah. When they see something cool happen, of course they're going to be like, this is so awesome. And it also, it's just something that's so out of the realm of possibility. It makes wrestlers start thinking of what else could be a possibility. Like, will AEW and WWE, like, you know, squash their beef and ever work together? Who knows, you know?
So how are you feeling just a couple days removed? You got a match coming up. You got two matches coming up. You had this appearance that just captured the interest of everybody. Like, are you approaching this in a categorically different way than any other match, this situation in general? Or is it like, I got to do what I do in order to, because I mean, that's what got you there.
Yes. So I've actually been going back and forth about this with myself. It's like, and I have to tell myself, don't do anything new, because what you do obviously is like what you know the best. And don't, you know, try to go out there and do a shooting star press and break your neck. Like, you don't have to do anything new. What you do currently got you here, and that's what you do and know best. And so I have to, like, train my brain, like, you don't have to go out here and just, like, do anything insane that you've never done before. A lot of these people have not seen you wrestle before, so you can wrestle the exact same way. And just hopefully there's more people now that will appreciate it. And the biggest thing with me is, like, I know that WWE and TNA are putting a lot of stock into me to do well. And I feel like if I do badly, this could be cataclysmic, right? Like, this could it could potentially end the partnership if I do so badly that they're just like, well, we're never doing that again. We're never taking a chance doing that again. So it's a lot of pressure, and I'm not going into it like really away from any other match. What I learned at the Rumble was, no matter where it is or who it's in front of, like, it's still a wrestling ring, and that's what I've been doing for half my life.
I was mentioning that the other night when it happened. I was like, Chris Bay was put in this position a few years ago with New Japan where that relationship was not good, and then New Japan was like, well, let us use Chris Bay. And when I interviewed him, I was like, you realize how much is like on your shoulders right now. That's obviously something that you're aware of, but like, when you realize that TNA puts their faith in you, and not just that, it's WWE wanting you, how does that make you feel? Like how that, does that instill like a sense of confidence or pressure in you?
No, it's 100% pressure. My biggest fear is, is like just falling short of expectations. Like, I don't want to disappoint anyone at all across the board. So it's a lot of pressure, and I'm lucky that I, you know, work out shoulders, because it's a lot of pressure on my shoulders.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm so excited to see how this all unfolds and how this all happens. And I think you're the right person for it. I mean, you're a person that people have long fantasy booked against WWE talent. I can tell you, Natalya, immediately upon showing up the Royal Rumble, she was like, man, I want to work with her. I want to train with her. I want to do everything. You got like a lot of, I mean, you're a veteran at this point. You're young, but you're still a veteran at this point. But you've got people who've been in the business for 20 plus years, like wanting to also learn and work with you. Tell the people where they can find you, where they can follow you, where they can support you, and everything that you're doing outside of WWE and TNA.
You guys can find me on all social media platforms under the name Jordan Grace. I know I didn't put it here, which was dumb, but it's spelled J-O-R-D-Y-N-N-E. And you can also see me most Thursday nights. I have a match or something going on Access TV at 8 p.m.
There you go. I fixed it for you. And your name is trademarked too. There you go.
Here's another scoop for you. You want another scoop before we leave?
Hell yeah, I want another scoop.
I did submit an application to trademark the Juggernaut. So
okay.
Hopefully
that. How will that work with Marvel? Marvel's gonna.
Do you know how trademarks work? It's a different category.
No.
It's like a
no.
Absolutely. That's movies, comic books. This is specifically for pro wrestling.
Okay. All right. I could not believe you had not watched the I'm the Juggernaut bitch videos.
I don't say.
How have you not seen those?
I don't know. You're
older messing with my helmet, Charles. How have you not seen that?
You're older than me. I don't know what to tell you.
What are you talking about? It's a YouTube classic. I've had it since the fourth grade, Charles. What are you talking about? You need to be calling everybody Charles.
Oh, my God. See, and that might be a problem. Don't let me trademark this, and because I don't want Marvel to come after me. I don't have to let them have any reason to.
I just want you calling everybody Charles, because it would pop me. That's it.
Well, when I see Charlie Dempsey, I'll call him Charles. How about that?
Okay. Hot diggity damn. I love it. Until next time, guys, we're out.